Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to Nine Round Nutrition on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Dr. Rick Katuf, Nine Round Nutrition Coach, two times best-selling author, and CEO and founder of Team Katuf, Team Katuf Nutrition, and Virtual Gym. Today's show is brought to you by Nine Round 30-Minute Kickbox Fitness and Nine Round Kick Nutrition Supplement. Nine Round is a specialized fitness center dedicated to serving clients who want a unique, fun, and proven workout that guarantees results. Nine Round offers traditional old-school boxing and kickboxing fitness programs that incorporate functional, interval, cardiovascular, and circuit training regimen. The programs consist of a proprietary system of nine challenging workout stations developed by a professional fighter. Nine Round delivers total body results in a quick and convenient 30-minute workout with no class times and a trainer with you every step of the way. For more information, visit www.9round.com. That's the number nine, 9round.com. Folks, I hope you are having a fantastic day and a fantastic week. So the title of this podcast, How Much Red? What are we talking about, how much red? Well, as a nine-round owner, you probably know what we're talking about. We are talking about heart rate zones in the red heart rate zones. If you are using the nine-round heart rate training system, excellent, congrats, keep up the good work. You are way ahead of the ball game by working out smart and working out by heart rate. If you are not yet using the nine-round heart rate training system, let's make that our goal. Your next workout, buy that chest strap, buy that heart rate monitor, and let's start using it. So we talk about workouts, and I realize for individuals, hey, whether their goal revolves around body transformation, improved overall health and fitness, improved athletic performance, it's very common for individuals to think that more in terms of workout, or especially harder in terms of workout, is better. I get it. I mean, on the surface, it almost seems to make sense that, hey, if we just, you know, oh, maybe I'm not quite reaching my goals, so what's the next step? Well, I probably need to work out more / harder. But that is so far from the truth and the reality of where we need to be. Achieving the results we desire is not about working out more, not about working out harder. Rather, it's about working out smarter. Now, let's keep this in mind. Here's a statement I always use. Working out hard, and you may have heard this before, working out hard is easy, but working out smart takes time, effort, energy, focus, discipline, etc. One more time. Working out hard is easy, but working out smart takes time, effort, energy, focus, dedication, etc. Sure, we could go into that nine-round work and just, start to breathe hard, stop a little bit, do it again. Well, that's not going to get us the best results. It takes a lot of focus, a lot of energy, a lot of discipline to work out smart. So when we talk about working out smart in terms of heart rate zones, we are talking about working out in the green and yellow heart rate zone. You might say, oh my gosh, but Rick, I'll have to go so easy or so slow in order to maintain the green and yellow heart rate zones. And that may in fact be true. You may have to do that, maybe for weeks or months. But what does that tell us? Why can we have two different individuals, right, at two completely different fitness levels? One individual, nine-round, looks like they are just working out like a madman or madwoman. They are going nonstop, working hard, sweating. But their heart rate is hardly elevated. They're in the green and yellow. And then another individual, not nearly as fit, seems to be working out at a very slower pace, okay, which is fine, slower effort, intensity, slower pace, and their heart rate's already jacked up into the red zone. Well, it comes down to one thing, efficiency, cardiac efficiency. Not every person is going to be efficient, not yet at least. We're going to work on that. I mean, that's part of the process. It's one successful baby step after the next. Because here's what we're trying to build. We're trying to build efficiency. We're trying to help increase the efficiency of each individual, of each member at Nine Round. What is efficiency? Well, here's why I look at efficiency. Efficiency is this. It's teaching the body to work out longer, harder, faster at the same or lower heart rate. One more time. Efficiency is teaching the body to work out longer, harder, faster at the same or lower heart rate. That's the key to success. Again, anybody can go out there and just jack their heart rate up. That doesn't take any discipline. I'm not saying it's easy, but it doesn't take any discipline. Just go, right? Boom. Heart rate flies up. Physiologic things start going on and happening in the body. Physiology takes over. Boom. Too much lactic acid in the blood. Muscle stops contracting. Done. Game over. Got to rest. Well, that's not the goal. Okay? We want to build a very efficient system because here's the deal. The goal is not to go out and work out as hard as we can at 9 rounds each time, but rather the goal is this, to work out as hard as we possibly can at 9 rounds each time at the lowest heart rate possible. There's the key statement. Did you see the difference? It's not just working out as hard as we can, but rather it's working out at as hard as we can at the lowest heart rate possible. Your heart is a muscle, and I think we'd all agree, probably the most important muscle in the body. And we don't want our heart, you know, our heart rate to be any higher than it needs to be, right? We want to teach the body to move very, very fast, but at the lowest heart rate possible. That's the key. Think about that dynamic, moving the body as fast as possible at the lowest heart rate possible. I want your heart to beat as slow as possible, but at the same time, allow you to work out at a crazy high effort and intensity. That's fitness, folks. And when you, and I'm going to say when, not if, when you start to see that happen, because if you're disciplined and you're working out smart, you are following the 9-round nutrition, you are staying hydrated, you are getting the right amount of sleep each night, because again, this is a multi-piece puzzle. It's not just one thing. It's like running a business, you don't just do one thing to be successful. It's a multi-piece puzzle, and you are your own business. You are the CEO of your body. And to put all these pieces in place, this multi-piece puzzle, oh my gosh, now we start to get lighter. We start to get leaner. We start to get more efficient. Now all of a sudden, man, the months are going by, and you're finding yourself really rocking at 9 rounds, and now you're like, man, I'm starting to really move at a much faster pace, faster effort and intensity, but wow, I'm not dipping into the red. My heart rate's in the green, maybe a little bit in the yellow, maybe more into the yellow, but boy, I'm getting a great workout and that heart rate up. Okay, so that's the key to success, because here's what's going on. When we look at percentages, when your 9-round heart rate training system is set up and you first get your chest strap and you load it into the system, it's going to calculate your maximum heart rate based on some factors such as your age. And then the green, yellow, red, blue, etc. are all based on percentages of your max heart rate. So just to keep it simple, we'll just kind of use one number. The yellow is going to take you up to approximately 89%, maybe even up to a maximum of 90% of your maximum heart rate. Once we start to go over that, we start to go into the red. So 90%+ of our maximum heart rate, we are in the red. Now, I'm not saying people cannot stay in the red and stay in the red for most of the workout. They can. It's just not good. It's like saying, can somebody eat, you know, 2 dozen donuts in a day? Sure, just probably not, you know, advised. Not going to help an individual feel great and have good energy and have a good GI system and things of that nature. So it's not a matter of not being able to stay in the red. It all comes down to human physiology. That's it. That's what we're teaching here. It's human physiology that's finest, just keeping it really simple. So when we look at what is happening in the body physiologically at that 90%+ of maximum heart rate, well, now we start to cross the threshold and we start to dip into what we call anaerobic metabolism. Anaerobic metabolism. Under that 90%, under that 89%, we are in what we call aerobic metabolism. So let's look at the difference. Anaerobic metabolism is the breakdown of carbohydrates for energy in the absence of oxygen. One more time. Anaerobic metabolism is the breakdown of carbohydrates for energy in the absence of oxygen. Aerobic metabolism is the breakdown of carbohydrates and fats for energy with oxygen being available. Okay. Now, which system is more efficient? Well, it's not even close. The aerobic system is so much more efficient. Let me throw some numbers your way. When we look at, there's a word or a term, three letters, ATP stands for adenosine triphosphate. A like apple, T like Tom, P like Paul. ATP, adenosine triphosphate. Think of it as simple as this. Energy for the muscles, okay? Fuel for the muscles. It's energy. Just think of it as energy. Now, anaerobic metabolism, anaerobic, without oxygen, 90%+ of our maximum heart rate in the red, okay? For every one glucose molecule that is broken down, we are going to get 3 units of ATP, 3 units of energy. Think of it like that, 3 units of energy. In the aerobic metabolism, for every one molecule of glucose that's broken down, we're going to get 39 units of ATP, 39 units of energy. What's bigger, 39 or 3? 39. Do you want 39 units of energy, or would you like to have 3 units of energy? 39, please. I'll take 2 of those, actually, and I'll take a ton of those. You see, much more efficient system. So that's just some physiology in terms of how and why the aerobic system is so much more efficient, so much more efficient in teaching the body to spare glycogen, burn fat as a fuel source. So again, whether your goals are body transformation, improved overall health and fitness, athletic performance, or a combination of all of those, doesn't matter. This is the key, okay? The heart rate training is a huge key to the development of that very efficient system. So during your workout, we really, every time we go to 9 rounds, we want to bring what I call a whatever it takes mentality, a whatever it takes mentality to stay in the green and yellow. I, myself, personally, every time I walk into a 9-round workout, I bring my whatever it takes mentality. I will do whatever it takes to stay in the green and yellow, whatever it takes. That means I have to slow my effort. I'll slow my effort. I'll do whatever. I've got goals just like everybody else, and I know the best way to achieve them, and I am going to listen to my body. I am going to work out smart. And so when we bring that whatever it takes mentality, oh, my gosh, now here's some great benefits of working out smart in these proper heart rate zones. Well, like we already talked about, you're going to help assist your body in burning, be more efficient in burning body fat. We are going to allow the body to recover better, very important, okay? We're going to help minimize excess soreness. Yeah, you're going to get sore at your 9-round workouts, no doubt. That goes without saying. But when we work out smart, the soreness will be minimized, thereby leading to faster recovery. That's huge. The better we can recover from a Monday workout, great. We can get back at it Tuesday feeling amazing. By working out in the proper heart rate zones, we're going to reduce risk of injury, reduce risk of overtraining, and just get a maximum benefit, higher productivity out of each workout. So let's just recap. We talk about aerobic versus anaerobic metabolism. The goal is to stay aerobic under 89% or under in terms of your heart rate. That's the green and yellow of your maximum heart rate. When we start to go 90%+ of our maximum heart rate, we start to dip into the red. And so easy to follow at 9 rounds because you've got your heart rate monitor chest strap on. You've got the big screens in your 9-round fitness center. So all you need to do, you don't even need to look at the number, right, of heart rate, whether it's 140, 150, 160, whatever it may be. Just look at the color. So have fun with this. Enjoy it. Set yourself up for the absolute best success possible. So no matter what your goals are, body transformation, better overall health and fitness, more energy levels, increased athletic performance, whatever it may be, let's focus on working out smarter, not harder. Let's focus on keeping the heart rate in that green and yellow. Let's bring a whatever it takes mentality. Bring a whatever it takes mentality each and every 9-round workout. And I'm telling you, you will set yourself up for the greatest success possible. So, folks, enjoy it. And until next time, make today a great day.